Blog Talk Radio.
People accept that. Yeah, I remember when they had diphtheria, and you know, that was a bad deal. And
yeah.
But I went to a church where 20 people got the virus.
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, certainly it's deadly, but I think it's survivable.
I think the promise they don't want to be at the one.
Maybe. But you know what?
No, what do you think? Shut it down.
We can't die.
Have they not read? They have not read the Book of Revelation. So. How you doing, bro?
How are you?
Good to see you, brother.
Hey, bro.
How are you, man?
Excellent, man. Yourself?
Good.
I remember this gentleman here.
Zach?
From Madison. I'm Michael.
If you do your feet, I'm calling America's Got Talent for you. Win that grand prize, you'll have a gold-plated cajon, man.
Right.
That day's coming. We've talked about recording that, yep. That's speaker part.
Blog Talk Radio.
We want to welcome you today to the Light of Truth radio broadcast with Michael Holter.
All right, and that is what you call a cold open, even though this is a recording. So welcome to the Light of Truth radio broadcast. I am your host, Michael Boldea. It is my pleasure, as always, to welcome you to this week's broadcast. And yeah, the world is still spinning out of control, but God is still on the throne. That's pretty much the encapsulation of everything that has been going on of late in this nation and the world, because even though we're solely focused on this nation for the time being, the world is still, you know, doing its thing. Enemies are still plotting. Nations are still cracking down, apparently, if you happen to live in England. I got a couple of friends that live down that way, and it's getting beyond totalitarian. Pretty soon they'll come into your home to see if you are wearing a mask while you're sleeping. Now, all this with something that has the survivability rate of over 99%. I don't know. Perhaps it may be a little overreaction, what say you? But see, this is the thing. This is what happens when you give small people power. This is what happens when you give small people authority. They will abuse it 100% of the time. And I was really looking at how the federal government would react to all of this. I wanted to see if there would be a national mask mandate, as Joe What's-My-Name Biden wants to do, because that would strip away the power of the states to do what states do. This is what is called a constitutional republic. This is the United States of America. And so I am thrilled to the point of having a tingle up my leg, as a former MSNBC correspondent once said, at the fact that there has been no federal mask mandate. The fact that the states have been allowed to govern themselves. Now, this should open the eyes of many people living in certain states that feel as though they're living in some sort of banana republic where if Gretchen Whitmer wakes up on the wrong side of the bed, she can just stem the mask mandate, you know, forever. Same thing happened here in Wisconsin. The nub of a governor that we have extended the mask mandate for another month or so until November 20th or something. And you know what? We have means, at least in Wisconsin, we have a Republican state Senate who apparently doesn't care that this man is overreaching, who apparently doesn't care that this man is going beyond his power as governor. And making the lives of Wisconsin citizens at least less than optimal, let's say. Now, if you thought this year couldn't get any more spicy, if you thought this year couldn't get any more interesting, if you thought we had crescendoed, as it were, if you thought we had reached the peak in the mountaintop, and now we are planting our flag in 2020 and saying, this was the worst you had, now come the better days. Well, I think you are guilty of prematurely celebrating, because this past week, one Ruth Bader Ginsburg finally relented. She finally went towards the light. She finally gave up the ghost. And what this means in layman's terms is that there is now a vacancy on the Supreme Court of these United States. And if you want to know how important it is to fill this seat before the elections, is all you have to do is look at the reaction of the other side, and you can gauge it by that. These people are psychotic. They are just in complete disorder. They're losing their minds. I'm waiting for somebody to light themselves on fire in memory of Ruth, or something along those lines. They don't want that seat filled because they're fully aware that the person who will fill the seat will most likely be a pro-life judge, one who is a constitutionalist, who does not give to interpreting the Constitution, but merely saying, this is what it says, man. Okay, this is what the Constitution says. We do what the Constitution says. I know, Mike's getting political again. How darest thou, in King James vernacular of all things. Because this is important. Because all you have to do, as I said, is look at how the other side is reacting to the possibility of a new Supreme Court justice before the elections to gauge how important it is. Because even though I believe that this current president will landslide, nothing's a certainty, nothing's a given, especially with the many, many, many ways they're attempting to cheat, to stuff the ballots, to do everything they can, because they know. Look, how can you run on a platform of riots and hating the country you want to rule and expect to win fair and square? You remember when that was a thing, fair and square? Yeah, that's long gone. It's not, the other side has never been about fair and square. It's been about power and the accumulation thereof. And people who desire, people who lust for power in such a manner should never be allowed to have power. Anybody who lusts for power should not be allowed to have it. Because once you give someone who lusts for power, power over you, you won't get a chance to take away said power anymore. Please understand this. This is what happens every time there's a shift in mindset. This is what happens when people look and see, hey, life's pretty decent for me. But that old guy who can't rattle off a sentence is promising me stuff, and he's promising me free stuff. So not only is he promising me personally things, I won't have to pay for it. It's like legalized looting, wink, wink. And what they don't realize is that once you give over the reins of power to people who are willing to do anything, lie, cheat, steal, debase themselves, in the case of a certain former presidential family who shall go unnamed, allegedly murder people for the sake of power. Now, I know it's a conspiracy theory. However, a lot of conspiracy theories have proven to be less than conspiracy of late. Let's just put it that way. So remember when everyone thought everyone else was a nutbag for being conspiratorial about pedophiles ruling Hollywood? No longer a conspiracy theory, is it? It's been documented. People with power and people with money and people with influence are terrified that their sins will find them out. And the reason they're terrified that their sins will find them out is not because this current president is some sort of saint or righteous man. No, far from it. He's a man with orange hair. But he's not beholden to them. And because he's not beholden to them, and because even though many people might say otherwise, I do believe he has a moral compass that, you know, says pedophilia is wrong, you know, like most of us do. They're afraid that he will have no qualms about exposing them for the filth that they are. Why do these people rage? Look, it's been 4 years and we haven't gone to war. World War III hasn't started. Most people up until March were doing really well as far as the economy was concerned. They had jobs if they wanted one. So to hear the tale, you'd think that if this president got another term, the world would be laid waste. And the thing that I look at is those pushing this narrative and what they seem not to include in their diatribes is that perhaps their world might be laid waste because the word doesn't lie. Your sins will find you out, whatever they are. And these people have kept the lid on it for a very long time, including English royalty, including the vice president and potential president's own son. These people have done debased things. They have committed atrocities. They have done things that would make a sailor blush and go throw up in a corner. I kid you not. I know you think I'm exaggerating. Believe you me. It's no exaggeration. Because why else would they be so rabid? Why else would they be so scared? Why else would they be so fearful? Because we've normalized a lot of things, kiddies. We've normalized a lot of things that were just considered off the reservation. And so if they'd be guilty of any of those things, they wouldn't mind so much if they'd be exposed. They wouldn't mind so much if somebody aired their dirty laundry. Oh my, he had an affair? So did 60% of pastors in the United States. Oh my, he divorced his wife and married a younger woman? So did 60% of pastors in the United States. And nobody's going to hold up an actor or a politician or the son of a politician up to a greater standard than they do a man of the cloth, quote unquote. So whatever it is that these people are trying to keep a lid on is absolutely grotesque. And the reason that we can make this summation, the reason that we can conclude this, is because of how hard they're fighting to keep this administration from winning another term. So yes, Ruth Bader Ginsburg has passed. I'm sure that if you are a consumer of things internet, you've already seen the reactions of people losing their minds, screaming, why couldn't you hold out till 2021? Another wrinkle in the crinkle, as it were, was the fact that, what was it, her granddaughter said, Ruth's last words while clinging to life, while contemplating eternity itself, while looking beyond the veil and seeing that she would have to answer countless innocent babies that were murdered due to her ruling. At that moment in time, while eternity beckoned, while this mortal coil was soon to be shrugged off, she turned and said, don't let anyone fill my seat until there's a new president. Tells me that it was complete nonsense. It was a lie. Let's be honest. It was a big, fat, bold-faced lie. I don't care if it was her final wish, because it wasn't. Nobody on their deathbed, in their death throes, looking back on the life they've lived and realizing that, oh my, if there's a God, I'm going to have a lot to answer for, says, don't let them fill my seat until there's a new president. Now, again, what do you mean by new president? Because what if this administration wins another 4 years, which is highly likely, almost, to me, just unavoidable? Then she's saying that her seat should have been kept empty, what, for 5 years? Until there was, per her words, a new president? So you know that the way it was worded, attempted to invoke the sympathies of those already sympathetic to Ruth Bader Ginsburg and apparently make them fight like rabid dogs to keep the seat empty. But again, what do you mean until there's a new president? Because by the way I'm looking at it, we're going to have a new president in 2024. So what do you mean by that? But see, they don't think things through. This is the whole problem with the other side. Well, actually, there's two problems. They always overplay their hand. That's number one. And number two, They never think things through. And we're seeing the reality of that with apparently the continued riots. Because I'm sorry, I'm not going to call them protests. Once you begin injuring cops, once you begin lighting businesses on fire, once you begin looting, it's no longer a protest. It's a riot. Now, yesterday, Louisville, Kentucky, there was a woman by the name of Breonna Taylor, who back in 2017 apparently was an EMS employee. She stepped down because they found a human body in the trunk of her rental car. Let that sink in. No, she wasn't active EMS like they like to tell you. So how many of you went and rented a car from Hertz, and unbeknownst to you, there was a human cadaver in the trunk? It happens more often than you might believe, apparently, because she got away with it saying, it's not my body. I don't know whose body it is. It's not my body. I rented the car. I know she was African-American and not Puerto Rican, but that's the best accent I can come up with. So anyway, because they found a human body in a rented car that she rented, she stopped working for the EMS in 2017. Now, this lady, Breonna Taylor was her name. I know, remember her name, even Kamala Harris. The potential vice president of these United States is tweeting out, speak her name, speak her name. All right, let's speak her name, but let's contextualize the situation. Because apparently nowadays, it doesn't matter what the facts are. It doesn't matter what really happened. If anybody gets shot by the police for any reason and they happen to be black, that's it. Burn it down. Well, I'm sorry. I'm looking through the last four or five shootings and not one of them stands out as a saint. I know I'm going to catch flack for this. But show me one where you go, oh my, this was a decent human being. And the cops just went up and popped him right in the head. Like the two cops that, you know, got shot in L.A. Show me something like that happened. And I will be as angry as those burning down their own cities. If you want to go back to George Floyd, let's. A saint? Not so much. Unless you say that a saint will hold a loaded gun to a pregnant woman's belly so she give up the cash. But we whitewash the past of people who come in contact with police who are criminals, who have outstanding warrants, like the guy in Kenosha. He had an outstanding warrant. The woman whose house he was in trying to steal her car called the cops. Aren't they supposed to do their job? Well, apparently now doing your job as a police officer is selective, because we have a story to get into where Idaho police arrest three people at an outdoor church service because they defied the mask mandate. All the while, in Minneapolis, protesters shut down I-94 and not one arrest. So you know what? If this keeps going on, if decent taxpaying citizens who've done nothing wrong but gather in an outdoor venue and sing hymns are getting arrested, and hoodlums and hooligans and criminals and arsonists and looters and attempted murderers are being let go and nothing's being done to them, maybe we should defund the police. Because if that's all they're there for, is to watch people get robbed, is to watch property get lit ablaze, is to watch average everyday folk get their heads caved in because they didn't like the way that the jury came down on a case, Well, then maybe we should defund the police because they're useless. But let's get back to Madame Brianna, the saint of Louisville herself. So after they found a dead body in her rental car and she was forced to step down from her EMS job, she was living with her boyfriend who was also a drug dealer. Now, apparently she'd had drugs mailed to her home repeatedly, and this is all in the police report. And three officers showed up, knocked on the door, announced themselves, and said, "Police!" Because they had a warrant. They were there for her boyfriend. Now, her boyfriend, and look, her boyfriend said, because he survived, her boyfriend said the police knocked. A neighbor said they identified themselves as police. So let's get that squared away. Let's get that straight. Because, look, if facts don't matter anymore, if all we're looking for is a pretext to burn and loot and kill and steal, then I'm sorry, this is insurrection. And this needs to be shut down. Because you may not have heard, there were U-Hauls, or at least one U-Haul, full of signage, of bats, of weapons, of shields, waiting for the decision to come down. These people would have done it no matter what. They would have burnt Louisville no matter what. Even if they would have indicted all three cops for first-degree murder, which is insane. Because, again, this is the way it went down. Facts matter. I'm sorry. Facts matter. If they don't matter anymore, then we're in an upside-down world, and all I can say to you is ammo up, son. That's it. Ammo up. And if somebody that you don't recognize walks on your property, shoot first and ask questions later. Because that's all that's left. We've taken the greatest country that the world has ever known with the greatest economy that the world has ever known and turned it into Mogadishu. Span of 4 months. So the cops knock on the door. They announce themselves. And can you guess what happens next? The beloved boyfriend of Madame Brianna opened fire on the cops, wounding one. Now, I know it's a horrible thing for cops to try to protect their own lives. It's a horrible thing for cops to return fire when they're being fired upon, but, you know, it was Kentucky, so they felt like, maybe I want to go see my kids later tonight. Maybe I want to survive this particular shootout. So they shot back. Brianna Taylor, sadly enough, got caught in the crossfire and died. And somehow, for this reason, because the cops were not indicted on first-degree murder, even though they were just defending themselves, returning fire on someone who shot first, Louisville, Kentucky must burn. So, and we're going to get into a couple more stories so you understand the context of what is going on in your country. I know. Most of you don't care because, you know, rapture's coming. As they would say in California, somos aquí, or we're still here. So if we're still here, maybe we should open our eyes and realize some things, essential things, important things. Now, some weeks back, I told you that everything has one singular purpose as far as the enemy is concerned, and that is the destruction of the church and God's people. I got an email going, "Everything's about you religious folk." I guess somebody that just happened upon my program that didn't know I was a religious folk. Anyway, this is fresh. It happened yesterday. I believe. Idaho police. Idaho. The place where potatoes come from. Idaho. Idaho police arrest three at outdoor church worship event in defiance of mask mandate. Huh? What do you think? It's no big deal. It's 2 weeks to flatten the curve and then we go back to normal. Masks are for your own safety, but they're never going to enforce it. I heard that from Christians. Well, you know, I mean, the law's on the books, but they're never going to enforce it. They're not? Apparently they're not enforcing it with rioters. They're not enforcing it with people who are attempting to murder other people or set businesses ablaze or break windows or do 1,000 things that are illegal. But if you happen to be at an outdoor church service in Moscow, Idaho, what an apropos name. Moscow, Idaho. Do tell. If you happen to be at a church service in Moscow, Idaho, and you dare to sing a worship song, well, then you're a criminal and you deserve to be arrested. How darest thou, sir, how darest thou sing a hymn? But as far as looting and blocking an interstate and pulling people out of their cars and bashing their heads in and throwing Molotov cocktails, well, that's just peaceful protest. You have to understand the need for peaceful protests. Police in Moscow, Idaho, arrested three people Wednesday for violating social distancing rules as their church sang hymns and Bible psalms outdoors, an event held in part to protest the city mayor's mask mandate, which runs to January 2021. 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Come on, brother. What's the harm? I mean, you know, in the great scheme. Because you know who you are. You know who you are asking those silly questions. What's the harm? Officers arrested Gabriel Wrench, Rachel Bonnet, and Sean Bonnet, according to Moscow Report, a local independent news outlet. A video uploaded to social media shows Bonnet, a local music teacher. Hardened criminal is what I say. A music teacher. A music teacher. They arrested a music teacher. And they're letting cop killers go in New York. They arrested a music teacher. And they're letting arsonists go free in Seattle and Portland and soon to be Louisville. Do you get the sense that we live in an upside-down world? Do you get the sense that nothing makes sense anymore? A local music teacher and his wife telling officers they refused to comply with an inaudible order. Moscow Report says the apparent infraction is that they refuse to show identification. Oh my, like I said, hardened criminals, I'll bet you she's a homemaker and she quilts on the side. That, throw away the key. Don't even have a trial. Why waste the taxpayer money? Execution. Electric chair. Be done with it. We cannot have hardened criminals such as these roaming the plains of Idaho. A music teacher. and likely his stay-at-home wife, who quilts and has been dabbling in cannery. I made that up. I don't know if she cans, but, you know, most Christians nowadays are getting into canning. I was having a conversation last night. It's a thing now. Everyone wants to can so that when the looters come, your food is easy to carry. Footage of the couple's arrest shows the church body singing the hymn, "Praise God, from whom all blessings flow," as officers place them in handcuffs. But it could never happen here, Mike. You're exaggerating. You're hyperbolic. You don't get it. This isn't communist Romania. They'd never arrest Christians. I've heard it. I've got the emails if somebody wants them. They arrested a music teacher and his wife for singing hymns. Welcome. And thank you for not voting. Because what was it? Last election, 6 million Christians stayed home? Because the elections don't matter. Come on, man. As Joe Biden would say, come on, man. Elections don't matter. Yeah. He did in Idaho. Because now a music teacher and his wife got arrested while the church body was singing, "Praise God, from whom all blessings flow." Wrench is a co-host of Cross Politic, a Christian political talk show, and a candidate for the county commissioner. "You guys should not be doing this," he told officers as they walked into a squad car. "And doing this kind of crap for the mayor... Well, this is embarrassing. You guys are stronger than this." Now, I know. I know the pure and the self-righteous will say, the man used the word crap. So you know he's a gangsta thug teaching music on the side. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Welcome to America 2020, kids. If you think it's bad now, wait till Joe Biden's president in 2021. Stay home. Don't you dare vote, because it's all baked in the cake. I mean, you know, they're all the same. Well, no. One administration is actually for religious freedom and freedom of religious expression, and the vice president of this current administration has been highlighting Christian persecution throughout the world more than any other administration, including Ronnie Reagan's. But, yeah, I know. Still evil. Who was it? Kasich. Abortion. Well, Trump not being kind is bigger than abortion. That's what I have to say to Christians. That's a Kasich quote. Because the most important thing is to get this man out of office. And again, why? Why? It's a good question, man. And the more I think about it and the more I ponder it, the more I get a sense that once this can of worms is opened, it's going to stink to high heaven. And it's going to stink in such a fashion that even Don the homosexual and Lemon and the other homosexual on CNN won't be able to cover it up. Released the same day, Wrench appeared on his talk show to discuss the arrest, playing extended footage of his conversation with officers. One of his companions is heard telling the officers, "We backed you guys at recent Black Lives Matter protests advocating to defund the police." So there you go. Do you understand that the people supporting police are now souring on the police because the police are giving rioters and arsonists a pass and arresting individuals who support civil society, who support the rule of law. Police aren't doing themselves any favors. Because you know what? If this keeps up, if they keep arresting music teachers and stay-at-home moms for the high crime of singing in public without a mask while at an open-air church service, defund the police. There, I'm on board. They're not doing their job anyway. Unreal. How are we letting this happen without doing anything or saying anything? But I know, brother, you're too politically minded. Well, no, but I can walk and chew gum at the same time. I can see what's happening in the nation I live in and the nation that my kids are growing up in and going, hey, if I don't say something now, if I don't do something now, the small mob, because that's what it is, decimal number. But because nobody's standing up to the mob, they're running roughshod. And the police are now doing the mob's bidding. I don't know if you heard about this guy in Nebraska. Guy was like a former Marine or something. Back when the riots started a few months ago, him and his dad, out protecting his bar, he gets jumped. Some kid is on his back punching him and choking him. He fires two shots in the air as a warning. Kid doesn't get off. Shoots him through the clavicle, kills him. Textbook self-defense. Well, guess what? Because the mob insisted, a special counsel was formed, and this guy was being indicted for negligent homicide, which carried like a 95-year prison sentence. I mean, the guy had been to war twice, two tours. I don't know what his mental state was, but when you see that there is no judge, the guy ended up killing himself. And what's worse, the city council of Omaha, Nebraska, celebrated the fact that he'd killed himself. Look, if decent people don't start being vocal, if decent people don't make their displeasure known, a small and violent minority will rule you with an iron fist. Just don't say I didn't tell you. Now, the Seattle City Council, there's a city you'd want to live in. So, again, there are some who realize the mistake that they've made only too late. One of those people apparently is Mayor Jenny Durkin. Because Mayor Jenny Durkin realized, oh no, we can't defund the police. Then the criminals will run the streets. However, the Seattle City Council overrode Mayor Jenny Durkin's veto Tuesday evening and forced through budget cuts that activists say are a down payment on an effort to defund the police in the city by 50%. Who are you going to call? Not the police, but even if you did. Unless you were singing a hymn without a mask while getting robbed, they wouldn't show up. And if you were singing a hymn without a mask while getting robbed, you'd be the one getting arrested. Never mind the robber. You know, he may have needs. Wasn't that another idiot thing that one of these loonies said? Well, when you arrest somebody for looting, when you arrest somebody for robbery, armed robbery or otherwise, you have to determine if they were in need of the thing that they were looting or stealing. And that should dictate whether or not they are arrested. Because if they really needed it, you know, then they really needed it. But I really needed a lot of things too. I work and I get paid. And with the money that I get paid, I go and buy the things I need. Oh, by the way, in case you live in Kentucky or in Louisville and you wonder, hey, what are my taxes going towards? Breonna Taylor's family is getting $11 million because she had a drug dealer boyfriend. He opened fire and she got caught in the crossfire. $11 million. There you go. But we're arresting music teachers for singing a hymn without a mask out in the open at an open air service. Whoo, I don't know where to go from there, man. I really don't. I find myself resisting the urge to throw my hands up and just say, fine. I really do. And the only reason I don't, the only reason I keep coming on here every single week and beating the same drum is because of my kids. I know some of you don't have children. You're not invested that way. You're just wondering what's going to happen to your puppy when you get raptured. Some of us aren't as indifferent, though. We're not as, I guess, fortunate, but I wouldn't use that word because my kids are my greatest blessing. But they're worth fighting for. And so while I still can, before I get deplatformed, before they start coming for me, because they're coming for everybody apparently, I'm going to say what I need to say. And I'm going to say it the way I want to say it because, as you well know, I am beholden to no man. Now, because I've gotten some correspondence regarding this as well, allow me to sip my delicious beverage, and then we're going to get into this. I wanted to get into 1 Samuel 17 today as well. However, I am looking at the time, and time will not permit me to do so. But I think either last week or the week beforehand, I made a throwaway comment saying that I believe this election would go in such a way that no pollster could adequately determine. I got some pushback. Oh, shut up, you and your secret voter. There's no secret Trump voter. Everybody sees that he's evil and he's got orange hair. Okay. There are people concerned for their safety if they vocalize their support for this administration. Do you realize this? No, that's not true. Nobody does anything to anybody. We're all here just, you know, conscientiously observing and, you know, vocal heated debate, but no violence. Minnesota. Yes, Minnesota. The land that Ilhan Omar calls home for now before she burns it down and it's, you know, picturesquely like Mogadishu. But Minnesota, Trump supporters' home burnt. Pro Black Lives Matter graffiti on the garage. What were you saying? The no violence is being done to Trump supporters. It's all in their head. I saw a video of a 12-year-old kid get punched in the face by a fully grown woman because he was carrying a Trump sign. She didn't even ask what he was doing with it. She didn't even ask if he'd stolen it from the neighbor. It didn't matter. He's against abortion. How dare you tell me I can't kill my baby? She punched a 12-year-old in the face. You want to give power to these people? A home belonging to supporters of President Donald Trump in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, was attacked, in the early hours of Wednesday morning, according to a Facebook post. A news release from the Brooklyn Center Police Department noted that the home's occupants had a fairly large Trump 2020 sign that was destroyed. Deanna Mola, who claims to be one of the owners of the vandalized home, shared photos of the arson and vandalism via Facebook. According to police, the slogans Biden 2020, BLM, and a capital letter A with a circle around it, a symbol for the left-wing group Antifa, were spray-painted on the garage. A? I know, Minnesotans say A a lot. Local police and firefighters rescued three dogs in kennels and four puppies located in a garage, which was burnt down by the arsonists. Peaceful. Everyone is peaceful. The fire and the smoke and the burning and the looting and the attacks, they're all in your head. Don't believe your lying eyes. Just believe what we doth tell you. And this is what is happening in these United States of America. And the one question that I have, the one thing that can't wrap my mind around, is how exactly do these people that report lies, knowing that they're lies, how exactly do these people who frame the narrative in such a way that it's contrary to truth, how do they sleep at night? How do they live with themselves? If I had to lie every day, all day, if I had to insist that what you're seeing isn't what you're seeing, but believe me when I tell you what you're seeing is really something else, I don't think there'd be enough booze in the whole world. How do you numb that sort of duplicity? I don't know. But people that are capable of this, in my book, are very dangerous people. If they can lie straight-faced, then they can lie to themselves and keep doing what they're doing, even though they see the reality of what's going on. Then there's real issues there. Since we don't have time to get into 1 Samuel 17 this week, I promise we will next week, unless, I don't know, some other Supreme Court justice passes away, not so suddenly, and Donald Trump has to fill two Supreme Court seats. Wouldn't that be a gas, though? I know. Never mind. Okay. Another thing that you have to realize. I wanted to talk about this earlier, but I got ahead of myself. Is that most of the time, whatever the other side is guilty of, they project and attempt to convince the nation that the other guys are guilty of. So if, per se, I don't know, Joe Biden and Hunter Biden were corrupt and working with the Russians and the Ukrainians to enrich themselves, if Joe Biden was nothing more than a meat puppet for the Chinese, well, then they would attempt to project that upon the current president and his family and basically his entire administration. Now, we're not even going to get into the fact that apparently Hunter Biden, the son of Vice President Biden, the self-same son that was arrested on Skid Row in L.A. trying to bump some cocaine. And if you ain't got the cocaine, maybe a little crack will do. Yes, that Hunter Biden, you know, because Donald Trump is evil and Donald Trump has no scruples and he's corrupt and that's why we should vote for the nice guy. A new Senate report released Wednesday concludes that former Vice President Joe, am I here, Biden, allowed Hunter Biden and other members of his family to enrich themselves through links with foreign companies and governments while he was in office. Now, the same Hunter Biden apparently is being investigated for facilitating human trafficking, i.e. Hiring foreign hookers, or prostitutes, as they like being called, or ladies of the night. I don't know. I heard that somewhere. But yeah, so imagine the kind of dirt you can get on a cocaine addict with a penchant for ladies of the night of certain Middle Eastern, Eastern European descent. Apparently he liked the Russian girls. And yeah, that's... I'll let you decide whether that's a national security risk or whether that's nice or whether that's, beyond reproach. Because that's the tagline that's being used for Joe. Come on, man, Biden. He's beyond reproach. The man is saintly. Why, as saintly as George Floyd himself, I do declare. Also as saintly as Ruth Bader Ginsburg. But the report notes that the Obama administration was aware of but did nothing about the conflict of interest that was created when Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, was appointed to the board of Burisma, a corrupt Ukrainian fossil fuel company. But the report goes further than what was revealed during the impeachment inquiry last year. It presents email evidence that former Secretary of State John Kerry, whose stepson Chris Hines was one of Hunter Biden's business partners, were also aware of the conflict of interest. Now, Chris Hines, didn't need the money. He's got the ketchup. Yeah, that's right. John Kerry married the ketchup queen from the Hines fortune. So, he's like, whatever, but Hunter Biden, said, my daddy's vice president. How can I monetize this reality? So, and then who was it? Oh, Donald Trump was colluding with the Ukrainians and the Russians. It was him. Believe us when we tell you, it was him. It was him. The Obama administration was aware that the Biden family, they who are sainted and above reproach, just profiteered off the fact that Joe was vice president. It adds that Hunter Biden, his family, and business partner Devon Archer received millions of dollars, millions, that's with an M, from foreign nationals with questionable backgrounds. It notes that Hunter Biden went on a $100,000 global spending spree with James Biden and Sarah Biden. They are Vice President Biden's kin. After receiving money from a Chinese investor. Now, come on, man. The Chinese aren't a threat. Come on, man. The real threat, the real threat is Donald Trump. And it adds that Hunter Biden appeared to have paid women linked to an Eastern European prostitution or human trafficking ring. Yes, vote for me. I'm not as despicable as Donald Trump, who raised a handful of great kids who are running businesses. I know he's been divorced. Hasn't your pastor too? If he hasn't, then you're in the minority. Because I'm hearing some things coming out about some spiritual leaders and pastors that is making my already gray hair grayer still. So interesting times ahead. This will only get more interesting until November and perhaps even past that, because they are doing everything they can to ensure a victory that they will